Millennials would like to see divorce harder to get and also would like to see more premarital counseling. They overwhelmingly want to reduce the level of violence on TV, and nearly half of all of our youth today volunteer. Can we get an amen on that one? Well, I hope that you agree with all that, youth. That's the reading that I have on you. If you don't, let me know and I'll change it next week. But hey, one thing, I want Jamie, the youth director, to ask the youth tonight that when they come next Sunday, I want them to sit up here somewhere. Now, you don't have to. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying, but I want to really honestly have a conversation with you youth. And if some of you want to, or all of you want to come up here and sit as a group, I would love that. So just know that she'll be asking you that tonight at youth. So I hope I didn't leave anything out, and if I did, we can bring it up at some other week. But I hope it helps us put together what the Dirks experienced in the mall, and that these polls are saying that this generation is a generation of extremes, or a generation that likes intensity. Think of what some of the sports are that are now, in the, it just left me. Gold medals, help me out. Olympics, where did that go? In the Olympics, they got extreme sports now. That's thanks to this generation. They are a generation of extremes. So, one thing that they, it goes from sports to religion. And, when they make up their minds, look out. They're gone. They're on their way, right? So, is that fair, youth? Yes, no, maybe? Speak now or forever hold your peace. All right, temptation. Temptation is something that they're really, really worried about. So today, how do we talk about this thing called temptation? I do want you to understand that there is no way that we can cover this really fully in today. But I just want to touch on it. I want you to hear the frustration that they feel, and maybe see what they put up with. In this generation that loves extremes, how do we talk about temptations? How do we talk about temptations? So, what is a temptation? Maybe that's a good place to start, don't you think? A temptation is to entice or allure to do something. To entice or allure to do something. That should be one of your blanks on your sheet there. Well, my next obvious question is, what makes something enticing or alluring? What is it that makes something enticing or alluring? Well, the youth mentioned some specific things in their notes, such as parties and drugs, alcohol, being intimate with one another. And as I say that, I want you to know I changed the names of some things to protect the innocent. Do I need to say more? What is enticing or alluring about these things? What's enticing or alluring about these things? Why are they temptations to us? Not only as youth, but as a society. What is the temptation? What are the temptations? Anybody? What are they? To be popular? Money? Huh? It looks fun? Okay. To find love, to connect, maybe they think, if they can't find someone for their support group. Okay. No, you can't do that. It's forbidden, right? Well, when you really think about it, what would any of these things that are mentioned, what benefit to you personally would come out of them? Honestly, as a youth, if you sit down and really think about it, what benefit would come out of you taking part in drugs or alcohol or maybe even going to a party? When you sit down and you think about it that way, there's really nothing that would benefit you as a person or definitely spiritually, which ultimately is the eternal part of our life, right? So, that's one thing we need to think about it. But there's, let's see if we can find some help in this. And the one place that I found was Genesis. Let's all turn together to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. I also have it up here on the screen, but I would love it if you start using your Bibles during worship. So if you turn to Genesis chapter 3 with me as we read along. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal and the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say you shall not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may not eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die." But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die." Who does that sound like? "You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And guys, don't miss this part. And she also gave it to her husband, who was with her all the time. All right, just make sure you... And he ate.